Hi, good evening. My name is Robert from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
Yes.
Are you over 18 years old, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, ma'am? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, environment, crime and drugs, other.
I would say crime and drugs.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing global environment issues? Fossil fuels, carbon emission, need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation.
Is there like a, I'm not really overly concerned with any of them, to be honest.
No problem. What is the most important or pressing environment issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate changes, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space.
I'd probably go with, like, recycling, landfill waste, things like that.
Okay. Using the scale of excellent, good, or just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance on the following Minnesota industries? Medical manufacturing, excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Good.
Thank you. Refining, excellent, good, just fair, poor?
I don't know much about it, so I'm just going to say good.
Okay, thank you. Forest products. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Once again, I'll say good because I don't know.
No problem. Agriculture and farming. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Mining. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Electric utilities. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in mining, forest, and natural forest of Minnesota? Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'll say good. I don't know much about any of that stuff.
No problem, ma'am. Forest and timber industries, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Environmental groups, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Services, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Country Land Department, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, in Minnesota's economy? Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant the role or do you think that the forest product industry will play in the Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planting and grow in their places? Would you say more than harvested? Same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
Fewer than harvested.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than in 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
Fewer.
Thank you. Do you think that there is enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and the future or not? Yes or no?
Say that question again.
Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not? Yes or no?
No. I want to say, I don't know, I'll just say no.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting environment? Thank you, ma'am. Do you feel that it is acceptable to harvest trees or commercial issue or federal state of the country land that are not part of the wilderness area or not? Yes or no?
But it's okay to harvest if it's not a wildlife area?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wildness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for the growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for the use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that they appropriate to the use of whole trees harvested from Minnesota forests for the use of biofuel or generate electric in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. We almost know, ma'am. Thank you for your help. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota forest product industry? Yes or no?
Not much, so I have to say no.
Okay. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
I have in the past, but not currently, no.
Okay. No problem. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ up to 69,000 people. Much of the economy activity and employment centers of Minnesota rural regions and provide needs jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota forest industry to be major component of Minnesota state economy? A significant component of... Thank you. We're almost done, ma'am. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a quality workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment and operators and commercial licenses logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose to the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose? Thank you, ma'am. The state of Minnesota, Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment. It is not forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200 plus hours of certification training in operation and equipment use in timber harvesting and forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private effort to address forest industry workforces issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classrooms or outreach to inform you young people of the opportunities of the forest industry, leading to each increase in both for the numbers and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or opposed to the state of Minnesota of making similar investments in support of the rural economies, forests, or forest industries? Support or opposed?
Support.
Thank you. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for this part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of products and meals. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the numbers of diversity on the workforce outreach to people not traditionally employed for the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Oppose or support?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Get into school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' job provide. Oppose or support?
Support.
Thank you. Fairly, just a few last questions about and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school or less, technical or grade school, some college graduate, education degree?
Technical school.
Thank you. What is your age? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm or rural?
Small town.
Thank you. We're almost done, ma'am. In your annual household income, it's higher than 25 to 49,999, 50,000 to 74,999, 75,000 to 99,999.
That one.
Thank you. Do you consider you political views, liberal progressive, moderate conservative?
Moderate conservative.
Thank you. In which of the following categories would you put your job business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trading business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
I'm a daycare provider, so I'm guessing it would be a blue-collar self-employed.
Thank you, ma'am. In the terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thank you, ma'am, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, I got stuck on it. I didn't know the phone number, and I got stuck doing a dunk survey on forestry. I know, and the problem was I couldn't...